Tuesday. He combed his hair north and south.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Did you notice that customer that just left here?
Yeah. What about him?
Well, he was a young guy, but with a 1950 haircut. I do believe hairstyles are getting shorter.
Well, I hope so. I'm tired of that Robinson Crusoe look.
Yeah, well, I believe that hermit look is about over.
You know, the worst is an old bald-headed man with long hair.
Yeah, guys that were too old to be flower children, but try it anyway.
Ain't that the truth? Now, beads and chains around the neck of a guy with gray hair on his chest looks pretty funny. It seems like he ought to be holding a dead flower.
Uncle Seedy's oldest boy, you know Rosa Sharon's brother?
Yeah, I know him.
He done something when he was a kid that is just real weird.
Well, has this got anything to do with what we were talking about, Leon?
Well, he parted his hair in the middle.
What's weird about that, Leon? Lots of people part their hair in the middle.
No, he parted it in the middle the other way.
Well, what other way?
The other way. The part went from ear to ear.
How's that again?
Well, if he's facing south, his part run east and west.
I don't think I ever saw anybody do that.
He had to quit, though, because of his health.
His health?
Well, how'd that hurt his health, Leon?
Because everybody'd come up and whisper in his nose.
I don't understand this now.
Kept cold year-round.
Huh?
Went back to his regular part and it cleared up.
Jesse, you understand what Leon's talking about?
Well, you see, if his part was running crosswise, then his nose is where... Leon, I think Uncle Seedy's boy is pulling your leg.
Don't remember him ever doing that. We used to Indian wrestle a lot.
Hey, Sam, it's Jesse here.
Hey, Mr. Buddy. No, he just left.
Well, I'll catch him later.
Where'd you part your hair back when you had some?
Leon, that's not...
No, that's all right. Let me see if I can remember. I guess I parted on the left. Why?
Well, Leon is telling us about his cousin who parted his hair from ear to ear.
Sam, do you know how you can tell when you're going bald?
I guess when your hair starts to fall out.
No, not really. That's so gradual, you never really notice that. You know you're going bald when every year the rain gets just a little bit louder.